Most of the time, we consider one of the most painful experiences in life is when a person leaves us. It seems that we are alone and abandoned. In our gospel today, Jesus is assuring us that amidst difficulties and hardships, He is with us always. His disciples and followers will experience persecution, but He is with us along the way and will never abandon us. That's also the gospel reading yesterday, the solemnity of the ascension of the Lord. I am with you always until the age. He said, in the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Jesus Christ is not telling his disciples that time, but it is also for us who are following him. We will face many troubles, problems, and difficulties today and the coming days and in the years ahead. But we must not worry, Jesus, because Jesus conquered the world and overcome the evil of the world. And we can share that victory as long as we stay close to Him and walk His way. He knows what we are experiencing today. But we are not alone. Jesus Christ is with us. Jesus knew that those closest to him would abandon him after his arrest. Rather than following, the disciples will go their own way, leaving him alone. Yet he speaks with the conviction that he is never really alone because God, his Father, is always with him. Even as he hung from the cross, God was with him, supporting him. This is a conviction that he wants us to share. God is with us as he was with Jesus. The risen Lord is also with us, as is the Holy Spirit who has been poured into our hearts. Even when alone, we are always in the divine presence and living members of that family of love. This awareness can bring a special kind of peace, a peace that the world cannot give. For as Jesus says, in me, you will have peace. Jesus will give us this peace. Just be with him always. This is the life and experience of Saint Bede the Venerable, one of the saints we are celebrating today, together with Saint Gregory the VII and Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. According to Archbishop William Laurie, Saint Bede spent most of his life in a monastic enclosure. Yet we know he made good use of the extensive library available to him. He preserved and transmitted vast amounts of knowledge and culture. But he also advanced the treasury of human knowledge through his voluminous writings and correspondence. Even though he was, as it were, confined to a monastery, Bede's life and work greatly influenced the world around him. and contributed to the development of Western civilization, to art, science, language, metrics, to name a few. And it was in the monastic setting that Bede had the freedom for this pursuit, a freedom which he put to very good use. Bede exemplifies how one can withdraw from the world so as to engage it. My sisters and brothers, through Saint Bede's writings, he embodies that peace can only be found in and with God, even if one is confined to a monastery. His constant dialogue with Jesus led him to inner peace and listen to the messages that the Lord is giving him, then share it to others through his insight and wisdom in writing. We too can find that peace as we listen, discern, and follow the Lord every day. Take courage and be at peace with the Lord. So let us ask Saint Bede's intercession that we may find peace in the Lord amidst the noise and suffering of our lives and of this world. Take courage and be at peace. Saint Bede the Venerable, pray for us. Amen.